welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Stump the Mom, where Laura and I quiz each other on things like unusual health conditions, unusually rich kids, and more. And we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 215. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Shauna.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. We actually have some happy check-ins this week.
Yay.
Okay. So last week I talked about how Augie had a stomach bug.
Right.
And I'm happy to report that he's feeling much better this week.
Good.
Yeah. He has his energy back, which is just so nice to see. Like, it was so hard to see him all wiped out last week. His normally energetic self. It was really sad. So happy to report his energy is back and his appetite is coming back too. So yay.
Good. Did anyone else in the family catch his stomach bug?
Not so far. Knock on wood.
I know. Wood. Oh, that's good. That's always my fear. But, you know, I've got weird fears about all that anyway. So,
well, I'm always afraid we're going to all get sick. You know, like we're all going to be taken down and it'll be awful. Because when parents are sick, when kids are sick, it's like, you know, you can't get any help, especially nowadays with COVID and stuff. Like, if you're sick, no one's coming to help you. So,
it's so hard.
So, yeah, you're on your own. So that is my fear, too. Not like the specific bodily excretions as much as your fear of that happens. Mm-hmm, but like just the fact of like having to parent while sick sucks. So thankfully, so far, so good. I will say I was super paranoid about like sanitizing everything, you know, making sure we wash our hands a lot and like actually using like Clorox wipes on, you know, like I use Clorox wipes on his potty. I use Clorox wipes anywhere there was like droplets of spit, you know, anything, like anything, because I knew that that's how these bugs tend to get transmitted. So I guess so far, so good.
Well, sounds like it worked. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about with that just briefly is a challenge I hadn't had to face before, which is when you have a very, very picky eater like I do with Augie, and then they're sick with a stomach bug, figuring out what to feed them becomes very tricky very fast. Because there's all these like recommendations like chicken soup. He wouldn't touch chicken soup on a good day, you know? He won't drink broth. You know, it was a bit of a miracle that he liked Pedialyte for a day, but then he decided he didn't like it the next day.
Oh, bummer. That stuff is sweet and juicy and good.
Yeah, you'd think he'd like it. He was doing okay with apple juice here and there. So we were giving that to him. Even popsicles, which are sort of my like go-to back pocket, keep them hydrated thing. Like he didn't really want the popsicles. So it was hard, Shauna, to figure out what to put in his body.
Did you figure something out?
Yes. Luckily, he liked toast.
Good.
One of the funniest things was we knew he was getting better when he started asking for food, right? And there was one night where he like woke up from a super long nap. It was evening already. And he was like, I'm hungry. And Corey and I were both like, great. Okay. What do you want? And he said, donuts. And we were like, well, we don't have donuts. And we are not going to go out and buy donuts right now. I was like, how about a bagel? And he said, how about a bagel with chocolate? And I was just like, all right, you know, like if you're going to eat it, great. So I literally got a plain bagel out, untoasted, because he doesn't like his bagels toasted anymore. And the chocolate syrup. And he just like poured the chocolate syrup over his bagel. I have a picture. Let me find it for you.
Hilarious. It's a DIY donut.
I mean, to him, sure. We were both skeptical, but didn't want to like project anything onto him because we figured, you know, whatever. If he's going to eat it, he's going to eat it. Okay. I'm sending you this photo.
Oh, man. So much chocolate. Good for him. You know, he decided what he wanted and how to make it happen. So that's awesome.
Looking at this picture, I'm remembering one detail. He also wanted sprinkles on top.
Oh, of course.
And all I had were like those sugar sprinkles, you know, that you put on like Christmas cookies. So he has red and green sugar sprinkles.
Oh, the sanding sugar.
Yeah.
Christmas. Awesome.
You can see in his eyes, he's still not 100% in this photo. He's just sort of like zoned out. But anyway, he's better. He's all better now. So that's a good thing.
Yay.
And he's back to eating his dino nuggets and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Sweet.
And then my other update is huge, which is with Sebastian, my 17-month-old, he finally got sleep trained again.
Oh, good. How did that go?
Great. Fine. Like, it went totally fine. He took right to it again. He just needed the, like, push. And what I did was I, like, tapered off my nighttime feeds again. Like, I had to do the thing where I, like, set my alarm and go in and, you know, before he starts crying and go from 8 minutes to 6 minutes and blah, blah, blah. And I did that for, like, 4 days until I tapered them off. And he was fine. And then I kind of, like, cut him off before it was the full taper, because I was like, he's old, he's fine. So we are now officially sleeping through the night again.
Hallelujah. That's awesome.
It's wonderful. So I'm really happy, because I was a little worried it wasn't gonna work as well, because he's old, you know, he's like more with the world. But it was more of a, it was less of a sleep training and more of a like reminder. Like, hey, we're not doing this shit anymore.
Right.
You're not waking up every 2 hours like a newborn anymore. Those teeth are in. You're fine. But yeah,
good.
We're sleeping through the night again.
Well, that's nice, and probably gives a lot of hope to listeners who struggle with toddler sleep to know that it can be done, and it's not the most painful thing in the world, and there can be success.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we hadn't done it before, you know, how it would go this time, because he already had the foundation, you know?
Right.
But yeah, the retraining reminder thing worked great. So yeah, that's my check-in for this week.
Good news.
Yeah. So how about you? What's been going on with you guys this week?
Oh, we're good. The summer is chugging along. A follow-up to last week, I was talking about how I got Cece that button, that sleep button, and I recorded a message. Yeah. And you were like, does she listen to it in the morning? Have you watched the video? And I was like, I don't know. So I'm like, well, now I'm curious. I want to see what happens. So I went back a couple days, and about 5:45 in the morning, I see her wake up. This is me watching on the camera, right? She wakes up. I see her blink a couple times. She looks at her clock, which is red, which means stay in bed. And sure enough, she rolled over and punched the button and listened to the message. And she like listened to it several times and laid there and blinked and just laid there and hung out until like the second the clock turned green, and then she got out of bed.
Oh my gosh. So cute. That is so sweet. And it works. The system works.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm really happy about that, and just had to report on me going back to check the footage to see what was going on.
I love that. Yes. We have not been very good about like setting the green light as like a limit with Augie. We need to get back on it. But it is funny. He totally recognizes it. And the days he wakes up and the light is actually green. All we hear over the monitor is, the light is green. Mama, the light is green. Daddy, the light is green. You're like, okay.
So excited. Good job, bud. Doing what you're supposed to do. Another fun thing this week is that Elle started a new summer camp, which I'm so excited about. The first part of the summer, she did like it was just a general day camp with swimming and sports and arts and crafts and stuff. But this section of the summer, she's doing a musical theater camp. So I signed her up for this because, as I'm sure you know and listeners from my past throwback story, I was a theater kid and loved doing musicals. And I was like, I think Elle might be into that. She's never done anything like it before. So it's a 3-week camp. They are going to put on the musical Shrek.
Oh, fun.
Which I'm excited about. So she started this week and I was really nervous. I was just like wanting her to love this.
Yeah, you've got skin in the game in this one.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm like fully trying to mold my mini me, right? And so I'm just crossing my fingers. I drop her off. She loves it.
Oh, my God. Of course she does.
Yes. It's just like the day is broken up into singing, and then there's the dancing, and then there's the acting, and, you know, they're auditioning for their roles in the show. And she's just straight up like, I love this camp. It's so much better than the one I did earlier in the summer. And I was like, good, I think so too. Like, it's just run way better, more professional. So I'm like, awesome, maybe you can do it again next year and do two shows. And, well, she got cast. She got her role in Shrek. You want to know what it is?
Of course I do.
Yeah. She's playing Baby Bear.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember Shrek, but like part of it is like all the fairy tale creatures get thrown out of the city and go have to live in the bog. So there's all these fairy tale creatures. And so she's part of the three bears from Goldilocks, and she's Baby Bear.
That's so cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So cannot wait to go see the show. It's going to be just like the best thing ever.
What are the age ranges of the kids like putting on the show?
From six, which she's six, so she's the youngest, up to high school. So it's it's a really wide range. And the woman that runs it is amazing. She's so organized. She breaks it into like pods. So the little kids are in pod A, so they work together the whole time. They really don't have a lot of interaction with the big kids until they all come together to do the show. And the big kids, of course, got the leading roles and everything. But yeah, it's very exciting.
Ugh, I'm so jealous. Like, I want to do acting camp. You know what I mean? Like,
me too.
I want to go to grown-up acting, like musical theater camp.
So do I. Laura, let's find one for adults and do it.
I'm sure they make one. We'll just fit that right into our schedule.
I know. That'll be so easy. It's like, bye, I'm going off 6 hours a day for musical theater camp. Oh, my God. So she's loving camp, right? She's really feeling herself here, I can tell, and happy and everything. And I was dropping her off the other day to camp, and she had this conversation with me. So I just wanted to share this little anecdote of conversation I had with her. So we're pulling up, and out of nowhere, she goes, Mama, a lot of times people think I'm really pretty. I'm like, oh, that's nice. How does it make you feel when they say that? And she's like, oh, they don't say that. They are thinking it when they look at me. I can tell. They think I'm really pretty for a kid. I'm just dying inside. I'm like, oh my God, this kid has so much confidence. It's so adorable. I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. That's a nice thought to have. How does that make you feel? And she's like, it makes me feel, and she's thinking for the right words, and she's just thinking. I'm waiting forever for her to tell me how this makes her feel. And I'm like expecting some profound observation. I don't even know, just like something. But eventually she goes, it makes me feel like I'm wearing makeup. What? It's just the thoughts that kids have is just like so adorable and funny. I was like, okay, that's great, honey. That's cool.
Is it because like she sees you wear makeup every once in a while and she's like, you look pretty, and like that to her is looking pretty?
Yeah, maybe that could be it. Yeah, that's got to be where it's coming from.
So,
but I love how
funny.
She's just like, people don't tell me I'm pretty. They think I'm pretty. Like when they look at me, I can tell. Like,
oh my gosh.
To have that confidence, right?
May she never lose that confidence.
Exactly.
Seriously.
I know.
May the world not take that away from her. Because first of all, she's right. She is very pretty. But also she's a wonderful, just sweetheart. And also a firecracker. And yes, I hope she keeps that forever. Because like, What a joy to have that kind of confidence walking around the world. Like, I don't have that.
I know. Me neither. I'm like, I don't know where you got that, but stick with it, kid.
Oh, so great. God. So great. Well, okay. I can't wait to hear more about her Baby Bear saga at the camp and the performance and everything.
I will check in on that. But for now, that's pretty much all I've got to say. Shall we move on to our special segment?
Yes, we should.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back, and our special segment this week is Stump the Mom, where Shauna and I try to quiz each other, try to outsmart each other with some trivia questions related to pregnancy, parenting, and anything in between. And Shauna, we have completely lost track of who is winning. So this will be a nice standalone adventure.
Okay.
It's always a fresh, clean slate these days because we don't have historical data anymore. If there's a super fan out there who wants to compile it, please let us know. But we have lost track.
We have. We would have to go back 4 years to tally things up. That's a long time.
Even you with your competitive streak probably does not feel compelled to go back that far. So,
well, of course not, because part of me is a little bit worried that I would find out that you are in the lead, truth be told.
Yes, you say that every time, but then you've had a lot of wins in my memory. So, but we'll see what happens today.
Okay.
Are you ready to go head to head on Stump the Mom?
I am, and I've got a question for you.
Okay.
In 2019 in Spain, there was a mysterious outbreak in infants of hypertrichosis, otherwise known as werewolf syndrome, in which their bodies and faces became covered in a dense layer of hair. What caused the outbreak? A, the babies accidentally ingested Rogaine. B, the babies accidentally ingested excess biotin. C, the babies coincidentally had the same metabolic disorder.
Okay. So I know about werewolf syndrome because my mom. And I don't believe it has to do with ingesting things. I think that it's a metabolic syndrome. So I'm going to go with C. They all coincidentally had the same metabolic syndrome.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Yes.
Was it the biotin? That was my backup.
No.
What? Wait, are these newborns or like these are, I'm thinking like babies come out with this.
Infants.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, I don't, I'm not going to take my answer back, obviously, but I was thinking like they're born with this, but you're saying their infants have developed it. Interesting. Okay.
Yes, there was an outbreak of the condition.
Okay, I see, I see. So they accidentally started drinking Rogaine?
Yes, the babies accidentally ingested Rogaine.
What?
And here's the situation. So in a pharmaceutical mix-up, babies across Spain had been inadvertently dosed with a medication for alopecia. All these babies accidentally ingested minoxidil, which is the generic name for Rogaine.
Yeah.
It's the drug used to stimulate hair growth. So why, right? Why did these babies drink Rogaine?
I can't imagine it tastes good.
No, no. And obviously their parents weren't giving it to them. There was a pharmaceutical mix-up, like I said. So all these babies were taking the medication omeprazole, which is a reflux medication, right? For reflux. So in this mix-up, the Rogaine was put into the omeprazole, or it was just switched altogether.
That's crazy.
And so instead of being treated for reflux, they were treated for hair loss. And as a result, started growing hair all over their little bodies.
Oh, these poor babies.
I know. And once it was all figured out, they stopped the medication.
Well, yeah.
They're all fine. Like it went away, right? Rogaine's one of those things you got to keep taking if you want it to work. So luckily they're like, it went away. But yeah, crazy outbreak. And it was a pharmaceutical mix-up.
I know that most of the time you have to like compound the omeprazole. That's what we had to do. You know, it's like a liquid and they have to make it compounded in the pharmacy. So maybe that's why there was that mix up, right? Like a label was wrong or something.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, you stumped me on that one for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, now you're up.
All right. So all of mine actually are about strange syndromes too. So,
This is a topic I know nothing about, so I have a feeling these are going to be pure guesses, but I'm very curious.
Well, I'm going to start with this one because, unfortunately, your question might have helped you out on this one. Bad luck on my part, good luck on yours, but we'll see, okay?
Okay.
So, recently, a photo depicting a newborn with trichomegaly went viral. What is trichomegaly? Is it extremely long legs, extremely long eyelashes, or extremely long fingernails?
Okay, so tricho probably has to do with hair because that's what we were talking about with mine. So I'm going to say eyelashes.
You are correct. That one was a gimme.
How long were the eyelashes?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, trichomegaly is a real thing. It's a real disorder you can have where your eyelashes get, like, really, really long. The problem is that this photo that went viral, I don't believe is actually trichomegaly. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, I see the photo. Little baby with her eyes closed, very long lashes all the way down to her chin, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this?
I believe this is a reborn doll that hasn't had its eyelashes trimmed yet.
Oh. Is that the chatter on the internet or is this your soul theory?
It's the chatter. So, okay, I did my due diligence trying to find the original source of this photo. I couldn't. I did reverse image search. I did like all this digging. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I first saw this photo on TikTok. Someone had posted it talking about it and talking about trichomegaly. And I was like, this, first of all, it just, the lashes look too perfect. Like they've been brushed, right? And newborns don't let you do that shit, right? Like, I mean, they are sleepy, but like they're still not going to let you brush these lashes down. They also look very dry. I'm like, how do they get, like, if this is a newborn, like, were they let, they weren't going to let this baby have these long eyelashes, like, for very long. They would have trimmed them, right?
Because yes,
otherwise it would
exactly.
have gotten in their eyes. So all that seems suspicious to me. And so I go in the TikTok comments and a lot of people are like, this is a reborn doll. Like, this is a doll. This is, and the guy who posted it is like a NICU doctor, I guess, and he's insisting it's true. And I'm like,
really?
I don't think it's true. So I go searching. I can only find a couple like random websites that like cite it as like news articles that cite it as a real trichomegaly case. And they're all just referring to this Instagram post that's posted by like medical_US, which is just one of those like accounts that reposts interesting images and stuff. And it was like image source unknown. Please let us know if you took this image. So like I can't find it. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of what real trichomegaly looks like.
Okay, so here's a photo of a little girl with long lashes. She's looking down and her lashes reach like the middle of her cheek. They are not perfectly combed. They definitely look more real.
Yes. So, yeah, it's a thing. It's a real disorder you can have, but it doesn't look like you have a curtain of eyelashes that gracefully sweep down to your chin. So,
well, I'm curious now about like the reborn dolls. Like, why would they ever begin with such long lashes to begin with?
I'm guessing they probably are made with real like human hair. And so they probably get like long lengths, like long extensions and glue them on and then trim them. That's my guess from like a crafty perspective, you know.
That makes sense.
In that photo I first sent you, you can actually see the eyebrows are also really long. And I think they were in the process of trimming the eyebrows too, like the corner of the eyebrows.
Oh, you're right. The outer corners of the eyebrows are also super long and drapey. I gotta say, if this is a reborn doll, it is magnificent. This looks like a child. It's absolutely beautiful. So kudos to the doll maker.
Yeah. I just wish we could find like the original person so that they could clear things up.
Yes.
But more importantly, you got one right. So
woot woot.
So give me a chance to redeem myself. What's my next question?
Okay, here we go, Laura. Approximately how many eggs are in the ovaries of an XX embryo during the second trimester? A, 300,000 to 400,000. B, 1 to 2 million. C, 6 to 7 million.
Whoa. Okay. Can I use my calculator?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let me just see. Okay, I'm just going to do some basic calculations. So I know that you have all the eggs you're ever going to have if you're a person with ovaries when you're born, right? Or you have the follicles to create them or whatever, right? They're there. Because my mom always likes to make a point of telling me that Augie and Sebastian's eggs were created when I was in her uterus. So she likes to take credit there. Okay,
yes.
So let's say you have your period from like 55 or from, you know, from like 13 to 55. That's 42 years. And that's 12 months. So that's 500 periods in your lifetime. That seems like way too many.
That's so many. Oh my God.
But why? Okay, maybe what happens is in the second trimester, there's more and then they die off. Because, gosh, it seems like so much. I mean,
I'm going to go with the smallest number because that it seems like you wouldn't need that many.
A, 300,000 to 400,000?
Yeah. There, let's just do it.
Okay. You're wrong.
I could tell by how excited you were to be to let me answer that.
You mean A? You mean the wrong answer? Okay.
Are you sure you want to answer that one?
It is C, 6 to 7 million.
Why do we need so many?
I don't know. But a person with ovaries has the most number of eggs during the second trimester. And they do. They lose a lot of them before they're born. And when they're born, they have around 1 million. So a lot of them die off or reabsorbed before birth. I'm quoting some information from Healthline.com all about this topic. And some other fun facts, fun being relative. By puberty, people with ovaries have 300,000 eggs. And before that, they die at a rate of 10,000 eggs per month.
Wow.
Yeah. And every menstrual cycle, you lose about 1,000 immature eggs. They're reabsorbed by the body. So, you know, a few of them mature, one, usually one, sometimes more, takes the lead. But the rest die off. So that's why our egg reserve, you know, dwindles so much as we age.
So I was on the right track in like that we when we got to puberty, we only needed like that much. But I didn't account for all the death before that.
Yes.
Not well, actual death, just egg death, cell death.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Fascinating. Yes. Of course, my first thought is like, when is IVF going to figure out like that you can harvest eggs early or something? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, harvest eggs from a 20-week-old fetus. That's some science fiction right there.
I mean, that's thinking ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like that's... That's investing in your child's future.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So I'm not doing so well. Let me see if I can stump you on this next one.
Okie doke.
Okay. So one of the strangest phenomena of pregnancy is called Couvade syndrome. What is Couvade syndrome?
Okay.
Is it numbness of the fingers and hands during pregnancy? Is it the desire to eat dirt? Or is it when your partner has sympathetic pregnancy symptoms?
These all seem plausible. I know that sometimes there's a craving for dirt because, like, a person might be lacking iron or something. I don't know. What's it called again? K-Rods?
Couvade. C-O-U-V-A-D-E.
Couvade. Total shot in the dark. We'll go with the eating dirt.
It is a condition. It's called pica, which is compulsive eating like non-food items. A lot of times dirt or clay. So you were right about that being a real thing. But no, Couvade syndrome is actually sympathetic pregnancy in the non-pregnant partner.
So what do you mean by sympathetic pregnancy? Like, my dude is just like, oh, man, I feel like real bad for you or
no,
something different.
It's when they have actual symptoms of pregnancy when their partner is pregnant. So some symptoms of Couvade syndrome include weight gain, morning sickness with nausea and vomiting, fatigue and labor pains.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This seems implausible.
Apparently, it's actually very common. Like one study I read said that like 60% of partners reporting some form of sympathetic symptoms. Like, I think nausea was the most common and weight gain. Nausea and weight gain were the most common. I mean,
interesting.
You know, I'm sure other things can account for the weight gain, like the fact that your partner is now probably less active and craving all kinds of weird things. And so you eat them too. But yeah, the nausea thing is interesting. And the labor pains, I've heard that's a real thing. Like, they'll get doubled over in labor pains. So
yeah, that is really surprising.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Couvade syndrome.
Huh. Well, I don't think Steve had that.
Yeah.
Did Corey?
Oh, no. No, Corey did not. Corey was just fine. But I will say, I want to hear from our listeners if anyone's partner had Couvade syndrome. Like, I want to hear from you because that's fascinating to me.
I would love to hear about that too.
Okay. So do you have one more for me?
I do.
Maybe I can get this one right. Otherwise, you win for sure.
Maybe you can. Let's try. Ryan Kaji is a 10-year-old YouTuber who became popular for his videos of himself unboxing toys.
Ryan's World, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm familiar, yep. Unfortunately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How much money did he earn in 2021? A, $7 million. B, $27 million. C, $57 million.
Oof. Okay. So I know it's a lot because Ryan has like his own branded toys and he makes just like a shit. He just makes a shit ton of money. Also, like, it's really interesting to watch because like Augie started to get interested in these, especially when he was sick. He wanted to watch Ryan's World stuff because I usually don't let him just watch anything on YouTube. But like he found it and he was sick and we're like, fine, whatever. And if you watch old ones, like, they're at their house, and it's, like, a modest home and a little backyard. And then you watch the new ones, and they're in this, like, giant, like, super fancy house. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah. I see how it happened. You've already done a numbers question for me where the answer was the biggest number, though. So I am going to go with the middle number, just from a quiz writing perspective. I don't remember what it is, but I'm going to go with the middle number.
27 million?
Yeah, sure. 27. Although it seems like he's... Oh, yay! Okay.
Yay!
Is that right? Yay! Yes, I got one right.
According to Forbes, he is one of the 10 richest YouTubers.
Oh, my God.
He earned $27 million last year, and that's down. His earnings are down.
Oh. I should send him a sympathy card.
Yeah, or maybe he went down in the rankings. A 7-year-old girl named Nastia has surpassed him. She made $28 million last year. I haven't even begun to deep dive on her videos. My girls haven't discovered them yet, and it's just fine. They don't need to, but we're very well aware of Ryan's World in our house, too.
I actually know about Ryan because when I was pregnant with Augie the first time, I like went to my dad's house for Thanksgiving or something, and my stepmom like pulled me aside and she's like, have you heard about this Ryan? He makes millions of dollars on YouTube. She's like, you should do that with your baby.
<he's born." laughs> Your unborn baby.
I like to see a newborn unboxes toys.
Oh my gosh. That is so hilarious.
Yeah.
I will say Ryan has moved on from unboxing toys. Like you said, he has an empire. He has a show. It's called like Ryan's Mystery Guest and they play games and you know, the girls will probably watch anything Ryan does, but I have pretty strict rules about it because I'm just like, look, the unboxing things, it's like advertisement. It's just basically ads for toys. And I don't want them coveting these toys. And I'm like, no, like you can watch the mystery guest thing where him and his parents play games. That's really cute. And, you know, some of the stuff, but a lot of the stuff is just pure ads, in my opinion. And I'm just like, no, you can't watch that. You need to watch quality programming. They get so sick of me saying quality programming.
We tell Augie, it's like, you need to watch something with a story. He gets mad. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it's like, you need to watch something with a story, not just toys. Because when he's sick, we just let him watch whatever, right? Or when he needs to get a COVID test, that's how we bribe him. Like, he can watch toy videos on YouTube. And I've noticed, like, this last week, I noticed I got him a toy. I got him, like, a couple toys off of my, like, mom's group. Some Transformers. He was super excited about it. Just because they were available, like, for no particular reason. And I wanted to, like, give them to him slowly, but I ended up giving him, like, three of the little Transformers in the same day for whatever reason. And at the end of that day, he was like, do you have more toys for me? And I was like, no, honey. Three new toys in a day is pretty good. And he, had a little bit of a fit and was like, no, it's not enough toys. I don't have enough toys. I have no toys. And he like was really like getting upset. And Corey and I realized that these unboxing videos and these like playing with all these toys videos, they set up a really shitty expectation for these kids that you get like 20 toys at once, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And it was really fucking with his brain. So we were like, okay, we're done with the toy videos for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Time to watch things with a story. So
yeah, absolutely. Hard agree. Yeah.
All right. So we've each gotten one right. So now this is your this is your moment, Shauna.
This is my moment to shine. Is that a song or did I make that up?
I think I don't know. You should trademark it if you haven't. Okay. Yeah. So here's what I think, though. I think we should go full American Idol and take a break and come back with it. What do you think?
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, we are back and we have one more Stump the Mom question to see if Shauna can win it all or if it will end in another stalemate tie. Shauna, are you ready for this very, very important question?
Yes. I've got my science brain on, thinking like a geneticist.
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Here it is for the gold. ABS is a rare condition that could be problematic during pregnancy. What does ABS stand for? Is it auto brewery syndrome, where your gut yeast ferment their own alcohol and you get drunk after eating carbs? Is it adjacent bowel syndrome, where your large intestine is too close to your uterus and baby kicks it so much it gets inflamed? Or is it aggravated bronchospasms, where you just can't stop coughing throughout pregnancy and pee yourself all the time?
Ooh, none of those sound very fun. And all sound very possible. So very good writing on the incorrect answers. You said it was a serious condition?
It's a rare condition.
Rare condition. Let's go with the coughing one.
Aggravated bronchospasms?
Yes.
Eh.
No!
I made that up. Although that's a I have good to say, one. I feel like that's what my third trimester of my pregnancy. I think with Augie, I remember I had like a cold or something and I was coughing so much. And then I had to get my C-section and I was terrified of coughing after that C-section. No, the correct answer is autobrewery syndrome.
What?
Yes, it's a rare condition where they like don't really understand it, but they think that what happens is it tends to happen in people who've taken long-term antibiotics. And so they think that if the antibiotics have killed off like all the good bacteria, good flora in your gut, and leaves you with yeast in your stomach that closely resemble brewer's yeast. And so people will eat like bread and it'll convert it to alcohol in their stomach. And what happens is they like will be testing people for alcohol and they just swear up and down that they're not drinking. And yet they're like coming back with like high alcohol concentrations in their blood. And so they've found it in I think like dozens of people now. And they think that its incidence is probably a lot higher than we know because like a lot of people drink, right? So like you don't actually know. And it's not like people are getting their blood alcohol taken all the time, right?
Right.
So but there was one woman in England that they apparently like were about to check into like involuntary alcohol treatment because she like was they thought she was like completely delusional because she was saying she doesn't drink. She's never had a drink, like, but she was drunk all the time. And then they figured it out. So there you go.
This sounds like a condition that would be on that show House.
I believe it's been featured on Grey's Anatomy. When I was researching this, it was like, oh, it was on Grey's Anatomy. So to be fair, everything has been on Grey's Anatomy because they've been on like 5 million years. So they've run out of stuff.
Absolutely. This sounds really dangerous for a pregnant person to have for the fetus.
Yeah. You know, I said potentially could be dangerous for a pregnant person because I've actually had I couldn't find an example of someone who had it during pregnancy, which is good. But, you know, you could potentially be an issue. So,
yeah,
not something to worry too much about, folks. Like I wouldn't really stay up late at night thinking you might have it. But if you do eat like a bunch of bread and then feel actually drunk, maybe that's why.
Yeah, now you know.
Not just drunk on carbs, but actually drunk. All right, so we tied, which I know you're competitive, but I always think it's the best outcome when we have a tie.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good, Laura, that I didn't win. It's good for me. Good game, friend. Good game.
Good game. Shall we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
All righty. All right. We wrap up every episode with our weekly Big Fat Positives or Big Fat Negatives of the week. Laura, what do you got for us?
I have a BFP.
Okay. What is it?
Mine is a freebie I got off of my Buy Nothing group, and that is the Cozy Coop.
Oh, love the Cozy Coop. That's a great Buy Nothing find.
Isn't it? I was so excited. Someone posted it, and I was just like, yes, me, because every time my kids, both of them, even Augie, who's 3 and a half now, like sees a Cozy Coop, they want to like get in. And for people who don't know, it's just like this little plastic ride-in car, right? Like it's the ubiquitous red and yellow ride-in car. They've been around since we were kids. And I know this because my mom has like a famous story about like taking Jeff into Toys R Us to pick up a toy for like a birthday party. And she couldn't get him out of the Cozy Coop. And she had to like drag him kicking and screaming, like full tantrum out of the Toys R Us because he wanted the Cozy Coop so bad. What's interesting is she remembers it as the Crazy Coop.
Oh.
Which I'm like, is this one of those like Mandela effect things where it's like the Berenstain Bears thing? Was it a Crazy Coop? And then they changed it because it was, you know, it's not the nicest thing to call it crazy. Or should she just not realize? Because I did notice that the license plate says CZY. Like it's CZYCPE, right, on the license plate?
That could be either way.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a side note. But so I get this off Buy Nothing. It's in great condition. All the stickers are still there. It's still like it's still great. So excited. So stoked about it. And I walk in the front door with it, and Sebastian loses his fucking mind. Shauna. He doesn't have a lot of words, but one of his words is car. And oh, he was just like, car, car, car.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, it turns out he like apparently had a poopy diaper, like, and Corey was just about to change it. And then, like, of course, he got derailed and like, so he had to sit in his poopy diaper a little longer because he would not get out of that car. Here, let me send you some pictures of it.
Okay.
Here, they're on their way.
Oh, boy in his car. Oh, he loves it.
He loves it. And also, like, so we've moved it to the backyard and we have this like big window that looks out over the backyard. And like now for the last week since I've had it, he like anytime he catches a glimpse of it out the back window, he goes, car, car, car. And then he wants to go outside. And I'm like, dude, it's 6 a.m. We're not going outside. Yes, it was a big win. So another buy nothing win. And love that cozy coop.
That's so fun. I love that. It's such a great reaction to get from your kids when you give them a gift. Like, reminds me of how disappointed I was when I did that whole damn sandbox for my kids. And Elle was like, oh, cool. Can I go finish TV?
Like, no, worst.
Where's the enthusiasm? So I'm glad you got that. Awesome.
I did. Yes. And it's like addictive to give your kids gifts in a way, you know, like when they really like it, it just makes you feel so good. I can see how I could get really carried away with buying them things all the time. But thankfully, buy nothing. That kept a big hunk of plastic out of a landfill, and now it's happily rolling around in our backyard with Sebastian going, car, car!
Yay!
Yay! All right, so that's my BFP. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Oh, good.
Yeah. This is a self-care BFP.
Okay, I like it. Keep going.
Yes. So a while back, like around Mother's Day, I think, I went into Target with the girls to get nail polish, like they wanted to paint their nails, and I was like, oh yeah, let's go, like that'll be fun thing for us to do together, mom and girls. And I bought some nail polish too for myself. I am not a nail person. Like, I bit my nails growing up. Like, I'm just I don't know. I just do not give a crap, right, about my fingernails. But I was like, oh, that sounds fun, like hot pink or something, that just like a color that really like made me happy and jazzed me up. And we painted our nails that day. And for some reason, I was like, I like this. Like, I should do this more often. And I started like painting my nails and keeping them up and like actually taking care of the cuticles. Something I never thought of. Like, I would pick at my cuticles. They would bleed all the time. They were horrible. Like, nothing cute about it. And after a couple of weeks, like, they started looking really good. And I was like, maybe I'll get more nail polish colors. Cut to like 3 months later, I have like a full on nail fingernail hobby right now. Like, I was like, regular nail polish doesn't work very great. Like, it chips off after a few days. And I spend so much time painting it and I would get pissed. And I was like, I need something better that lasts longer. So I discovered this thing called dip powder nails, like which you can go to the salon for, but I'm not going to pay someone to do my nails, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to buy all the supplies necessary for doing my own dip nails. And cut to like today, I just have like a whole new hobby that is completely unexpected. This is so not me. I've never been like a fancy nail person ever. Way more sporty, way more tomboy. But I love it. Like, it's so detail oriented. Like, I paint on these layers and then like dip it in this powder and brush off the powder and make it look perfect. And it takes a long time because I'm really, really perfectionistic about it. Even still, like, I've done it a couple times now and they're not good enough for me. Like, I obsess over how they look and I'm like, it's not quite right. I need to redo them. I've redone them a million times. But as far as just like having a hobby that's like a little artistic, a little bit like, you know, for my own just personal appearance is fun.
It's just for you.
For me, exploring more of my feminine side, it's just super duper fun and a totally unexpected BFP that I don't share with my kids at all. And it's great. I love it. I don't know. And if any listeners have tips on doing your nails, like, I want to hear everything. Is anyone else a DIY nail person? I want to know.
So I can't help you here because I am a chronic nail biter. Like, they're okay if you're looking at them right now. They're just short, you know? Mm-hmm. They're not, like, you know, cracked or bleeding or any of that stuff. But definitely not a lot of real estate to paint. Also, like, mm-hmm. I've never in my life been able to paint my right hand with
it's
any
hard.
Precision. Because mm-hmm. I'm right-handed. That's probably obvious. Yeah. So yeah, maybe if our listeners have tips, maybe I'll be inspired. Maybe it'll be the thing. Every like 6 months, I think I could come up with a way to stop biting my nails. And maybe uh-huh. this will be the new thing.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's so, like, it makes your nails really hard because, I mean, it's not nails. It's basically, like, acrylic or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just can't. There's nothing to bite. It's so hard. I think it would stop you from biting your nails. But, you know, it's an investment. It's a whole thing. So,
yeah. I will yeah. say I have managed to bite off acrylic nails in the past.
Laura, oh my gosh.
It's, yeah.
Well, maybe there's
compulsion.
No hope for you.
I actually don't think there's hope for me. I think that, like, this is my thing and uh-huh. it doesn't interfere with my life. And so it's fine. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like,
yeah.
this is my problem and it's fine.
Yes. Yes. I love your acceptance with it. My therapist would be very proud of you for your
Thank
level
you.
Of acceptance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. anyway, so that's it. That's all. Just wanted to share that I've got a fun little new hobby for myself.
Do you have pictures? Like, I need a visual.
I'll send you a picture of the manicure I just did this week.
Okay.
You can't, like, zoom in and look too close, though. Like, okay, photo coming at you.
What? These are so good.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, I love that blue. This, like, robin's egg blue almost.
Yeah, I love
it. So pretty.
It makes me so happy.
Good for you.
Thanks. I've gotten very good at filing, filing, so much filing.
Well, on that note, shall we file this episode as done?
Let's put it in the file folder. But first, we have to read a 5-star review. They've been rolling in. Listeners, thank you so much for writing these. It's so, so awesome. Laura, what is a new one that we can read?
Okay, so we have one from AW3527. I don't know if that's their real name. I'm just going to guess it's not. But it's titled, My Favorite, 2 exclamation points and 5 stars. I am so thankful for this podcast. I've listened to every episode, many of them twice. I started listening when we began our TTC journey at 35 years old, and now, at 1 year postpartum, I never miss an episode. Real, honest conversation, lots of laughs, and tons of great tips and recommendations. This is a TTC/pregnancy/postpartum must listen for sure.
Awesome. I love that review. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that.
Yes, thank you. From one geriatric mother to another.
Geriatric mothers unite. Listeners, thank you again for taking the time to write these reviews. If you haven't had a chance yet to leave us a review, could you please do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star review and mention a few things that you love about the show. We can already tell that this is really helping bring in new listeners. It really gives people an idea of what the show's about, what there is to like, and just helps build our community and bring more people in who need the support at a time in our life that we all know is very unique and can also be very challenging. So thank you for doing that. And listeners, we have asked a couple things. If you have any tips on DIY nails, let us know. If you have a partner who has had some pregnancy symptoms along with you, we want to know. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo in there. We love those. Just send them to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join legit the coolest group of people on the internet, just search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so you have to request to join. And it's super important to answer those 2 membership questions. Otherwise, we think you're a robot and we're going to reject your membership request because there's no robots allowed in the BFP community group. But if you are a real human and you want to join, answer those questions and we'll send you straight through.
Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.